a Rayo original podcast.
Hi, I'm Catherine Ryan, and welcome to Dr. Nicola's Second Opinion, the bonus podcast where science gets a front seat and aging gets a reality check. We're taking a deeper dive into the science we talked about on this week's show and giving you more details from our resident scientists' insight into our celebrity results. Plus, we're breaking down what it all means for your biological age. Stick around for your questions and, of course, Dr. Nick's quick fix to help you age smarter starting today.
Dr. Nicola's Second Opinion.
This week, it's another masterclass from Dr. Nick. Nick, what have you got for us?
Today, we are talking about something incredibly simple and yet surprisingly powerful when it comes to how we feel, and that is water. It's often referred to as the elixir of life, and while that might sound a little dramatic, there's actually some truth in it, because drinking enough water is consistently one of the most basic and most overlooked ways that we can support our health. Because we often focus on things like supplements and routines and complex interventions, but sometimes it's really the simplest habits that have the biggest impact. So let's take a closer look at what water is actually doing inside the body and why it matters so much for our health and also for healthy aging. So an important place to start is that our bodies are actually made up of 60% water. And water isn't just sitting there, it's actively involved in almost every function in the body. In every cell, in every tissue, every organ relies on adequate hydration to function properly. And when we're well hydrated, cells maintain their structure, nutrients are transported around our bodies efficiently, waste is removed, and biochemical reactions in our cells happen as they should. But when we don't have enough water and we become dehydrated, all of these systems become less efficient. And that's when we really start to feel and notice it. So, for example, let's think about our skin. Hydration really does play a key role in our skin health. So if we're dehydrated, our skin can appear dry, it looks a bit dull, and actually the fine lines and wrinkles appear more noticeable simply because the skin isn't as well hydrated as it could be. Whereas if you have adequate hydration, the skin tends to look more plump. It contains more water. It literally plumps it out, and it's a lot more resilient and just overall much more healthy. But the importance of water goes way more deeper than just our skin. So think about our brain, for example. The brain is one of the organs that is so dependent on water. And even if you are mildly dehydrated, it can have a big impact on your concentration. So if you feel slightly foggy, you've got a bit of brain fog, or you feel less focused, even without realizing it, hydration could be the reason. And from a cellular perspective, deep within our bodies, water is essential for many of the biochemical reactions that are going on every single second to keep us alive. For example, think about our mitochondria. Those are the energy powerhouses that help to turn our food into the energy that all of our cells in our bodies need to function. This essential reaction, this respiration reaction, absolutely cannot happen without water. It is critically essential. The other thing is digestion. So you might not think about it, but hydration is a very key role in our gut. It helps to keep things moving through the gut. It prevents constipation, and it also supports us absorbing nutrients from our food. And finally, we have something called our lymphatic system. And this is responsible for transporting immune cells about our body and also clearing waste products out the body. And again, water, absolutely critical for this to function properly. So when we talk about water and when we talk about hydration, we're really not just talking about thirst. We're talking about supporting our entire system to keep it running smoothly. So the key question then is, how much should you be drinking? Well, The average adult should aim to have about 2 liters, which is around 6 to 8 glasses of water per day. But obviously, this is going to vary if you're exercising or you're sweating a lot. So the biggest clue as to whether you are getting enough water and you are hydrated is to look at the color of your urine when you go to the toilet. If it is dark, you need to drink more. And if it is pale or clear, then you are doing great.
Dr. Nicola's second opinion.
So let's move on to the questions now. We've got quite a few questions on water. So let's move on to the first one, which is read out by Catherine.
Hi, Dr. Nick. I'm Tanya. I'm 50. I drink loads of herbal teas, sparkling water, and the occasional electrolyte drink. But I'm never sure if it counts the same as plain water. Could you explain how different types of hydration affect the body as we age?
This is a great question and actually a really common one. People aren't sure what kind of counts, but yes, absolutely. Herbal teas, sparkling water, even things like diluted juices, electrolyte drinks, all things like that. Anything that's got water in it will contribute to your overall hydration. So that's the first point, because your body's primarily interested in fluid balance. So if it's water-based, you can guarantee that it's going to be helping. But there are some things that you need to be careful with. For example, if you are having a lot of drinks that contain caffeine, caffeine is actually a mild diuretic, which means it will make you lose water. So it will still contribute to your hydration, but if you're having a lot, it could also be inadvertently making you dehydrated too. So variety is key. You can have different types of water-containing beverages, but just be really mindful of what unnecessary extras they have in there, especially things like caffeine or even sugar. Okay, so the next question we have is on a voice note.
Hi, Dr. Nick. I'm Lucy. I'm 43, and I've always struggled to drink enough water, so I rely on flavoured waters and hydration tablets. But I worry about additives and whether they impact on my health span. So my question is, what does the science say about the best forms of hydration for women in their 40s? Thank you.
Great question, Lucy. And I think you've got a right to be a little bit concerned, because flavoured waters and hydration tablets can be helpful if they encourage you to drink more, especially if you wouldn't drink plain water as an alternative, because hydration itself is the priority. But a lot of these products contain a lot of artificial sweeteners, flavourings, high levels of sodium, even some have quite high levels of sugar in them as well. So occasional use is unlikely to be an issue, but if this is like literally your main source of hydration, it's definitely worth checking what they actually have in them. Because from a longevity perspective, we want to keep things simple and as unprocessed as possible where we can. So a good approach is balance. Using these flavored options, if they help you to stay hydrated, is good, but also try to anchor your day with plain water alongside them so you're not completely reliant on them. And the final question we've got is on email. This is from Holly, who's age 45, and she says, I'm obsessed with my giant water bottle, but still feel thirsty all the time. I'm wondering if the type of water or minerals in it makes a difference. Could you break down what actually helps hydration at a cellular level? Okay, great question. This is a really interesting one, because hydration isn't just about how much water you drink. It's about how well your body is able to retain and use that water. So at a cellular level, hydration depends on the balance of water and electrolytes. So things like sodium and potassium. And it's these minerals that basically regulate fluid movement in and out of the cells, which in turn helps to keep the cells hydrated. So if you're drinking a lot of water, but you still feel thirsty, it could be a sign that your body isn't holding onto that fluid as effectively, especially if you're sweating a lot or you have a mineral imbalance or you're exercising frequently. Or it could be that you're drinking large amounts of water all at once rather than spacing it out. So often, simply just making sure you're eating a balanced diet with enough whole foods to get natural sources of electrolytes and also spreading your fluid intake out across the day can help. That said, if you're constantly constantly feeling very thirsty despite drinking a lot, it's worth having a quick check-in with your GP, because sometimes persistent thirst can be linked to things like blood sugar regulation. So it's always just better to rule anything out.
Dr. Nicola's second opinion.
So thank you for those questions this week. Don't forget that you can get in touch with the podcast via our social media channels, and I will try and answer as many as possible in future episodes.
Dr. Nick's quick fix.
So at the end of each episode, I like to offer up three top tips that you can try at home that are related to today's topic. So for Dr. Nick's quick fix this week, of course, we're talking about water. Number one, hydration is foundational. Don't underestimate the power of water. It supports every system in your body. It's not an add-on, it's a basic requirement. Number two, small deficits matter. Even mild dehydration can affect your energy, your focus, and how your body functions. And number three, build water into your routine. Rather than relying on thirst alone, make hydration part of your daily rhythm. Have a glass in the morning, a glass alongside meals, and carry a water bottle with you throughout the day.
Dr. Nick's quick fix.
And as I always say, if you're going to make any major changes to your diet or lifestyle, make sure that you always talk it through with a medical professional to make sure it's right for you. So that's us done for another week. I will be back on the sofa with Catherine very soon, and we'll also return with more bonus episodes of Dr. Nicola's Second Opinion throughout the series.
If you can't get enough Dr. Nicola in your life, she will be back with us very soon on the What's My Age Again sofa as we reveal another celebrity's biological age. Get in touch on the socials if you've got a question, and we'll answer them in a future episode of Dr. Nicola's Second Opinion.
A Rayo Original Podcast.